Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the one, the only Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 6th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue. And Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Your health is personal, so take it personally. Your own senator lied to you about your health care. Dean Heller, after swearing he wouldn't, Heller voted to let insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions and charge older Nevadans more for the same care. All while Heller's voting to raise prescription drug costs. After he lied to you about your health care, how can we trust anything Dean Heller says? Majority Forward is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. For not a lot longer.
Getting close, Sam.
It's almost
getting
done.
Close.
The largest industrial park in the world.
Who would have believed it?
Well,
104,000 acres in 17 years.
It's a stunning accomplishment. Stunning. But there are lots of things to talk about, so let's get right to it, because otherwise we're running out of time.
Are you talking about a very eclectic morning?
Yes. you were the first person to talk about opportunity zones.
Yes.
And Story County became an opportunity zone.
Yes.
And there was a little brouhaha that Lyon County, which could use the help, was not an opportunity zone. But as it turned out, it appeared that Lyon County supported Story County's ability to become an opportunity zone. Is that correct?
All true.
Okay. So what is that going to result in Story County, probably one of the most successful counties in the world?
Well, first, a thank you to Jeff Page. He just worked overtime, and he was a real support gentleman in that whole effort. And Story County was overlooked in the Ozone, Opportunity Zone, and we knew that going in. And, of course, Lyon County has a significant amount of Opportunity Zone still in play. And so we were successful in taking a very small selection and trading that with the help of the governor. Sandoval was very supportive of the effort, and of course John Porter back in Washington, Dean Heller, hats off, the gentleman went overboard to help us see that all of Northern Nevada prospered in that way.
Okay, so what specifically is that going to do to benefit Story County? And you, for those that don't know, you are a Story County Commissioner.
I am a Story County Commissioner. I think first you drill down in the Opportunity Zone, and we still are waiting for the Treasury to give us all of the details and the direction on how to once the zone is formed on how you're going to capitalize it and the financial side. So we're not exactly sure, but in a broad look at it, it's going to allow stranded capital out of the cryptocurrency, for example, to come out of cryptocurrency and invest in the opportunity zone. And there will be a period of years that as long as you leave your $1 billion investment in the development in the Opportunity Zone, you'll be able to take it out in 7 or perhaps 10 years tax-free federally. So it's going to allow a lot of money to come in, that stranded capital, into any community, whether it be Lyon County or Story County or zones all over the United States. And it'll drive development, quality, job creation, payroll creation.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you look at Story County now, with all the growth that, that Story County has seen, primarily because of the work that you and Roger have put into developing TRI, what economic zones are in need in Story County?
Well, think in terms of a 100,000-acre industrial park. And so we've probably developed 7,000 acres, actually with buildings on it. You know, you have somebody like Tesla that's sitting on over 3,000 acres and blockchains over 67,000 acres and Switch over 1,000 acres, Google over 1,000 acres. Those are all campus parks that can benefit directly from this development. So in Story County, there is a significant opportunity in the future, but we're just at the threshold of that starting. So having an opportunity zone in this stranded capital coming in, perhaps Virginia City, and the opportunity to rebuild and upgrade, if you will, the facility. So Story County can benefit, and they certainly have an incredible opportunity to offer Northern Nevada in that continued development.
Blockchains LLC, which is the company that bought the 67,000 acres,
yes,
that basically sold out the park, confirmed that they were building a fiber optic network for the park and also outside the boundaries of the park for Story County. I know that one of the things, because we've been involved so long, that TRI did was build a fiber optic network at the very beginning. Do you have any concept of how much advanced this new fiber optic network is over what you and Roger originally built?
Not specifically. We knew we needed the fiber optics throughout the park. So when we started, we went with Charter Communications. And actually, we preceded that, and we put in our own fiber network cabling, conduit specifically. And then that was later sold to Charter. And, of course, Switch has a tremendous investment out there in fiber development. And so now you're going to see, I believe, the blockchain community. They are looking at developing an entire community out there, significant community. So it makes sense that they would be focusing on their own fiber opportunity.
One of the things that's always needed in Nevada is water. We've been talking about the gray water from Reno Sparks going to TRI. And there was great discussion between the county and the county of Washoe and the cities of Reno and Sparks about the valuation of that. Turns out that now you're going to get some of the companies that are out at TRI and then the state to also fund the building of that pipeline. So is this a done deal now?
I can't comment that it's a done deal. It's still in the works. It's still very, very active. As a matter of fact, there'll be discussions in Story County tomorrow at commission meeting. Looking at how that might be enacted. And so I think that there's possibility, probabilities, but no, sir, it's not yet finalized.
What's the state's portion of this? What is the reason that the state would need to put
bonding? They have the opportunity through an opportunity zone to create the bonding that would underwrite the first $35 million, which is the pipeline from the cities of Sparks and Reno out to the TRI park, to the boundary line, if you will. There's another 35 or so, maybe 40 million that'll have to be done within the park that's not a part of that bond. So the bond issue would just cover the installation of the pipeline between the communities.
And then the businesses will be liable for the rest of the cost. But who's actually going to do the building, the design, et cetera? Is that going to be Story County?
No, I would believe, and of course we're a little premature, Sam, but I believe it'll be the TRI GID that actually oversees the construction of the pipeline.
And who is that General Improvement District? Who makes up that district?
It was formed during the formation of the TRI, right now the contract to oversee that is Roger Norman and the TRI partnership, if you will. It's possible in the future that will be sold off or perhaps sent to Story County in the future, but right now it's a TRI partnership group.
And that's pretty typical of developments, is that the builder is the person that originally forms these groups, and then over time, like homeowners associations, as the group grows, in this case, Story County's TRI, that they eventually take over.
Yes, sir. And we're also responsible for any cost overruns that might come along in that. And we're just in the design phase. Far West Engineering, Brent Farr and crew, are doing the design work on it as we speak, all the engineering.
And this will be a remarkable thing for the businesses in Story County because they can use and reuse that gray water substantially.
That's true. And also, there's the potential of new technology, not using reverse osmosis. There's the probability using nano product technology where that water can be cleaned to a drinking water standard very efficiently and very competitively. And can you imagine if that were to take place in northern Nevada, you would be able to clean river water with a pretty simple process into a drinking water standard. So there are other technologies that are on the horizon that could have a tremendous benefit for northern Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Here are some key facts about question three. Fact, three would lock electricity deregulation into Nevada's state constitution. Fact, in states that deregulated electricity, average rates are 30% higher than Nevada's, and California's rates are nearly double. Fact, three would shut down plans for six major solar power projects in Nevada. That's why groups representing Nevada consumers, seniors, public safety, environmentalists, farmers, and veterans urge no on three.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and a Story County Commissioner. Very publicly, you and Roger Norman are supporting Steve Sisolak in the governor's race. And that surprised a lot of people because you have traditionally supported Republicans. And so I'm wondering why the support for Steve Sisolak instead of Adam Laxalt.
So Roger and I have been registered Republicans for a lifetime. Absolutely true. But I suppose everyone knows that we've invested the last 20 years of our lives in economic development and diversification, a lot of investment capital, a lot of risk-taking to get us to where we are, working with some very fine governors with a lot of vision. I can't say enough about Sandoval and his support for us, and Tesla's here because of Sandoval and his efforts supporting us at TRI and Switch and even Google. And there is only one candidate in this race, in our opinion, that has the appetite and the commitment and the capability in background to continue that financial investment and vision for economic diversification and growth. We're concerned that if that candidate is not successful, that it'll take us back pre-recessionary time because the other candidates are not focused on GOED and NNDA and EDON and the economic diversification of our community. They're not really focused on that. And Roger and I are still very much involved in investing in Northern Nevada. We have personal specific plans, and there's only one candidate that we are confident and comfortable will support that continued effort in our state.
And Adam Laxalt will be on the program, the Attorney General, and we'll give him an opportunity to respond to his thoughts on economic development. And I'm sure he will have a different side to the story, but we will give him
the opportunity.
That's true. Also, you know, you've been in a very public battle with Sheriff Antonoro over the last several years. Is this war over now with his reelection as sheriff, or is this going to be an ongoing battle?
As a commissioner in Story County, I must be cautious with my comment to you on that, Sam. No, this particular issue is far from over, and the true elements behind the scenes have not become public yet. But when they are, I'm sure the outcome will be obvious.
And does this in any way play into your reason for supporting Steve Sisolak over Adam Laxalt, the Attorney General's not getting involved in this case?
There will be many who say that that is one of the elements that we've looked at, and they're very wrong. They are two separate issues completely. And so I can tell you that here on the show, and there are those who can decide if that's true or not, but it absolutely is. We want Mr. Sisolak to be our next governor. We want to continue economic development and diversification with him, and we know he's qualified. Governor Sandoval has not supported him, has not endorsed him. And when Governor Sandoval wanted a spokesman to bring the stadium to Las Vegas and the football team.
The Raiders.
And so when that issue became an opportunity, it was Steve Sisolak that the governor went to lead that committee to capture that opportunity. Steve Sisolak does economic development. He knows how. And that's the issue. Antonoro, it's so unfortunate, but all will be known in due time.
Okay, and just if I can play devil's advocate here, you know, the chairman of the Clark County Commission definitely has a role in economic development. I'm not sure in the current role that the Attorney General would have the same role. I'll leave that on the table. All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
The 6th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association, motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue, and Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
I'm Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers. I'm a Nevada. Let me tell you why I support question three. I've seen Energy Choice work. Customers in states with real energy choice have seen their rates drop by 14%. Solar companies are ready to build projects in Nevada if question three passes. They'll provide energy at a lower rate to residential customers than the NV Energy monopoly. Don't believe the no on three scare tactics. Question three is about your right to choose cheaper, cleaner energy. Get the facts.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for at least a few more parcels of land before they're all gone. So let's talk about growth and the issues surrounding growth, because we've gotten what a lot of us wanted, and I certainly have made no secret of the fact that I'm pro-growth. But now, from my advertising agency side, every one of my clients is saying to me the same thing. We need employees. We could do millions more in business if we had employees. So you have seen this, because TRI is not your first rodeo. I mean, you've developed many other projects prior to this. When do we see employees flocking to the area, and then B, where do they live?
So that's a nice broad question, Sam. Employees are flocking to the area currently. We're seeing that growth now. I believe you've seen on the table that they've applied for over 5,000 housing units in South Reno at this point. So, but you and I could visit any community in Northern Nevada. This is really a regional issue. This is not a Reno, Nevada issue, nor a Sparks, Nevada issue. This is a regional program. And Carson City is flourishing. And if you talk to the folks down there, business is flourishing. And certainly is a development of the community out. And all along Highway 50 and Silver Springs. They're working on a project for 1,200 housing units down there now. And Yarrington, even, has plans on the table. And, of course, Fernley, a lot of activity. Also industrial activity out in Fernley. The railroad is focused out there with a new intermodal program, along with a lot of the residential components. So along in an orderly course of development, it is not unusual to have the challenges we're seeing, be there social challenges or the challenge of, but when you are creating the kind of job and payroll that we are offering here now, the technology that's coming over from California, the Silicon Valley move, the engineers that are here, you know, I can tell you, I was speaking to a developer here just recently, and he said the impacts down in Minden Gardnerville, incredible. There are 5 homes under construction this month, Sam, down there, in the $3 to $5 million range, and they are all engineers here for Tesla. So we are just starting. It is going to be managed. We are going to have challenges, but that's the fun of life. And we have a lot of good people hired in the communities to oversee that direction. And I'm sure their palms will sweat and they'll be concerned about things. But at the end of the day, we will survive and we will prosper.
So I moved here in 1978. And that was the year that the MGM opened, which is now the Grand Sierra Resort.
Yes.
At the time of opening, it was 1,000 rooms, and it changed Northern Nevada forever. And what we're seeing now, and I'm not exaggerating, it's 1,000 times bigger than that.
Yes.
Literally, you would agree?
It is, sure.
And so looking on that history, what we saw was tremendous growth followed by an attitude of no growth. And I'm concerned that I'm starting to see the beginnings of that with the Reno City Council, for example, not wanting to permit at this point that South Reno 4,500 to 5,000 homes that they're talking about. Are we seeing the beginning of a no-growth attitude or a slow-growth attitude that could really slow everything down?
Sure. My personal opinion is there may be a community that will elect to slow growth and pull back. But there are many communities in Northern Nevada that are hungry for that prosperity, and they will step into the breach, and they will make the elements happen that will fill the void. And again, because we're now a regional focus, not a community, one city focus, we will see the successful outcome of this growth and prosperity. The other thing, Sam, is I look back, for example, the hotel. Those were hotel jobs. They're about, what, 3 jobs per every room or something like that?
Correct.
But they're not necessarily the wage jobs that we're seeing. So the power of payroll that's going to hit in this community when you start seeing all of the engineers and all of the technology, and we're talking about major payroll. Just between Tesla and Switch, we're talking about $500 million in payroll that was estimated 3 years ago. And both of those companies have significantly changed their view and their growth pattern. So we're talking about $1 billion payrolls flowing into all these communities. we will see the success we're looking for.
You got any concerns about Elon Musk?
No, I think Elon Musk is brilliant.
But some of the comments, the video recently of him, you know, allegedly smoking pot legally.
How do you think the millennials are going to feel about that, since they 80% support pot?
Oh,
They buy most of his cars.
I have no problem with that. I personally look at Wall Street and the nervousness of Wall Street. Wall Street is based on fear and confidence. And so, you know, if there's a lack of confidence in a company, that can affect the stock price. That can put them in a situation where somebody could come in and buy them. You know, ask Steve Wynn back in the days when MGM right. came in and took his properties because he made some stupid comments at an analyst's conference call, and Kirk Kerkorian bought the company.
So you and I could agree that Elon Musk is a colorful individual. He's a very, very visionary, and he has creative instincts that are above and beyond most of us. And I'm prepared to believe that he's magic, and that his company will not only survive but be incredibly successful. You know, everybody's chasing him right now. Did you see what they just came out with? A new Jaguar and Deluxe, about $70,000 car. Everybody's chasing that business, and he's the lead dog. So, more power to him, and I'm prepared to believe in him.
More to discuss, but not today. Thank you so much for being here.
Betcha.
Please come back soon, always.
Pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking with folks in support of Question 3. We'll see you then.